You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back, my favorite people. This one's going to be quick, but it's going to be potent. So I want you to understand the difference between now money and future money. So there's two types of money, right? Most people think all money is created equally, but that's actually not true. And this is just my perspective, but I think this distinction is really going to illuminate some cool stuff for you that's going to allow you to make, well, a whole lot of money. So most entrepreneurs live in survival mode, right? They're living day to day. They're putting out fires. They are waking up thinking about what they need to do today. And this is, again, human condition. We're wired to be in survival. We have to prioritize our survival. And honestly, most entrepreneurs don't feel safe. And when you don't feel safe, then you live in a state of stress. I'll tell you another time about how challenging that is and what it does for your body, for your life, for your relationships. But today I want to talk to you about money, right? Now, by the way, this is why you want to do inner work, why you want to take personal growth seriously if you're an entrepreneur, because business is really a game of personal growth. Now, if you're an entrepreneur and this resonates with you because you're living day to day, you're putting out fires, and at best, you're planning for the quarter or planning for the year. You are stuck in the state and pretty much your entire orientation is on how do I make money now? How do I increase my cash flow now? How do I bring in more clients? How do I get more customers? And you're looking for instant gratification. It's not you. Trust me. It's your psychology. And unless you address this, you're going to stay stuck in this hamster wheel. And if you're in this category, most of your week is spent on what I like to call now money. So you're looking for sources of money that'll give you that hit right now, right? You're chasing the high from closing the next deal. And the thing you need to understand is that the difference between millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires is the time horizon that they operate in. So millionaires typically are planning quarters, planning the year. Billionaires are typically planning the next 3 to 5 years. Trillionaires are planning the next 10 to 25 years. They're literally living, their day-to-day is not about the now. They're looking at that far of a time horizon, right? They are spending very little time in the short-term cash grab, the short-term scarcity mindset, because from Maslow's hierarchy of needs perspective, most of their needs are satisfied and they're looking super long-term. And in business, the entrepreneurs who can look the longest term, they win, because most of the growth comes over a longer period of time, compound interest. And so if you're stuck in now money, you're spending very little time designing your business for future money. So what you really want to be doing is architecting future money for your business, for yourself, for your life, not be on this short-term revenue roller coaster. The thing is, without enough now money, you're not going to feel safe enough to do that, right? And it's because you don't feel safe that you live in the survival mode. Your short-term focus is a function of the state of your nervous system. And if you're not feeling safe in your nervous system, then there isn't going to be the space for you to think about the future. So you have to create enough safety so you can buy your time back and actually start building future money. So I want you to really consider how much time a week do you spend thinking about now money versus future money? And future money could be a year out, could be 2 years out, 5 years out. What I really mean by that is you're working on projects, you're planning projects, you're creating sources of revenue, of income that are going to pay you in the future. So if you look at Amazon, right, for a very long time, they weren't making money. But if you look at their revenue growth chart through since inception, the majority, I think like close to 80% of their revenues basically started coming in the past few years. So they're now a $1 trillion company. And so, you know, they were very, very, very patient. And Jeff Bezos, like, whatever you think of the dude, he's genius. He's brilliant because he was basically able to take the hit in the present moment to build something that's going to deliver an asymmetric return in the future. Same with Elon Musk, right? He refused to pay dividends for Tesla. So, but if you were patient, if you didn't need short-term gratification, then you had a massive upside. And so ideally, your roadmap should be to automate at least 100%. I mean, I would try to get to 100%. 100% automate the acquisition of now money and buy back your time so you can only work on future money. The way you do this is you eliminate stuff on your plate because chances are a lot of shit that you're doing is useless. It's not actually moving the needle. You automate. So things that you can automate are there products that you can sell on an automated basis that don't need your time, your energy, or attention, or you delegate. Can you build an operational structure under you where you have operators, you have people, you you know, hire people to do the delivery, to do the sales, to do the nurture, do the upsell? So can you automate the full stack, the system that is your business across all the functions so that you are freed up to really focus on building future money? You want to be ideally planning 10 years from now. Now, this is going to be very assaulting for some people because you're so used to living in the short term, right? You are potentially always chasing revenue because, you know, it's never enough right now. And your costs are outpacing, you know, your revenues, and you're feeling the pinch all the time. And you're in this hamster wheel, in this vicious cycle. So, you know, really reflect on this. Consider the mindset shift that you don't want to be in this scarcity driven roller coaster. You want to really invest the time right now to build an engine, to build a system that you can operationalize with the right people, with the right tools, and free yourself up for the future. So if your business is doing well, if you're doing, you know, multiple six figures, seven figures, eight figures, the mistake that most entrepreneurs make, right? And I see this across the board with many of my clients, they have one part of their business that's making money. And then because they're addicted to problem solving, because that's the skill set that really got them to where they are now, right? Creating new money, they keep doing that. So they launch another product, they go sell another service, they, you know, they just keep creating new offers. What I want you to reorient to is, how can I take the revenue that's coming in now and how can I automate that as much as possible? And this is not the conventional passive, you know, passive income bullshit. You really want to build a system that can run without you, because unless you do that, you're not running you don't have a business, you have a job, right? If you're required for revenue to be generated in your company, then you're stuck in now money, you're stuck in the short term, you're required for that money to be made, therefore you're never going to be free. So the goal of every entrepreneur should be to essentially build a self-managing business. And ideally you do this for the now money so that you as the visionary, as the CEO, as the entrepreneur can focus on future money. And if you can make this happen, if you can make this shift, if you can architect your business and yourself, because really this is an identity shift. This is a shift in your mindset. This is how you operate. That's why most of the success in business doesn't come from the skills, the strategies, the tactics. It's really about your psychology. And that's why this entire channel is dedicated to helping you optimize your psychology so that you can grow your business exponentially. So you want to really keep pushing the limits on how far your outlook can be, because the longer the time frame that you're looking at, that your day-to-day is spent on, chances are the more successful you are, the more peaceful you are, the happier you are, the more fulfilled you are. And you can see pretty much all the entrepreneurs that you admire, that you look up to. That's the game that they play. That's the difference between broke people who are just really stuck in the short term, the entrepreneurs who are, you know, barely struggling to make ends meet. They're constantly looking for that next hit with the next client, next bit of revenue, and the ones who are, you know, consistently making millions. And then the ones making billions, and then the ones making trillions. The big difference is their time horizon. And so your focus should be on stretching that time horizon. If you can do that, you're going to win the game. I love you. Hope this was useful. Share, subscribe, like, drop a comment. Would love to hear your thoughts on what this brought up for you. I love you. I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com, and I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.